We ready? We will reconvene the General Government Subcommittee.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to vote no on this request simply because I would feel much more comfortable if we could delay this completion until we've had a chance in regular session to take a good look at the timeframes and the product that's, and what the impact is going to have on our future budget, so.
Mr. Chair, I also am going to be a no vote on the recommendation, and I think I've made my thoughts clear already that I don't think that we're in a place fiscally where we can commit to something new that will pick up general fund.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make an explanation of my yes vote. I think the current law provides that we proceed forward as best we possibly can, recognize that there are general funds which will be utilized, but also recognize there was a commensurate revenue stream which was identified on early on with regard to the pesticide registration. And until we relieve the director of the responsibility of gathering and accumulating this information, tabulating it, which may be delayed in the next session, I think that the current law provides that we need to continue on with that. And for that reason, I'll continue to vote yes on this.
Chair, too, will vote yes, not only based on that, but here is one of these rare instances where we have started, as Representative Morgan says, a new program, and the agency is actually coming in under budget. And regardless of, I think, many thoughts on this committee regarding the program, we appreciate that. Senator Metzger.
Well, I have no reservations about voting yes on this, not the least of which, in fact, the most important is the will of the legislature. We're not the legislature. We're just the emergency board carrying out the interim views of the legislature. I believe 88-2 was the vote on this this measure, and we need to fulfill that responsibility, not the least of which is the concerns to the individual people who this is affected by, and which these developments are the ones, these developing costs are borne more by helping those people in the field who have to meet this requirement and strapping them with additional burdens because they don't have that support. But I think, further makes it would be detrimental. So I'll be certainly voting yes on this.
Let the record show that Representative Morgan and Senator Messerly are noes, seeing no other objections. Item 54 is moved to the full committee with a do pass recommendation. Senator Metzger, would you like to carry this with
sure.
That eloquent speech?
Sure.
Item 67, Department of Geology.
Chair Westland, members of the committee, my name is Gary Lynch. I'm the Assistant Director of the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Dog Yammy. I am here today to request an increase in other fund limitation of $300,200 for four projects which require no additional FTE and no general fund. These projects are characterized as, in every case, as long a lot of effort into establishing partnerships with various sectors. They all have that characteristic, and with that, unless you want individual briefs on the projects, which I'd be happy to give, I will answer any questions.
Any questions for Jerry? Lisa? Hi, been seeing you a lot today.
Mr. Chair, again, Lisa Pearson with the Department of Administrative Services. And we recommend that the subcommittee approve the request, but with a modification, and that is to ask us to unschedule $57,000 for some memorandum of understanding funding that is part of this request, but it hasn't been signed yet, so we'd wait until that was signed.
LFO?
Likewise, LFO recommends you approve the request with the understanding that $67,000 would be unscheduled by the Department of Administrative Services.
Any questions of AMRF LFO? Chair moves the LFO recommendation to the full committee with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Who am I neglecting? Susan. Susan's. Representative Morgan, okay. 78. OWEB, Nickel Creek.
Mr. Chair, would it be possible for us to consider 78 and 81 together?
Well, 79 and 80 have been removed, at least from my agenda.
Uh-huh. But 78 and 81, I think, it could conceivably be considered in block.
It's at lunchtime.
Now, an hour and 15 minutes ago, and I go right into a 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Are you capable of that kind
of
dexterity, Jeff?
I think both of these are great projects, and we should just go ahead and okay them.
And Mr. Chair, I was going to say I'm very comfortable with LFO recommendations on both and was prepared to take questions, and only to the extent that you wanted to discuss details, do that.
Lisa, in 7 words or less, I want you to summarize the recommendation on both of these projects.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee approve the request.
Of 60, or of 78 and 81.
78 and 81.
LFO.
For item number 78, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends increasing the lottery fund expenditure limitation by $251,000 with the understanding that the Department of Administrative Services would unschedule the funds until the board finds that all conditions for releasing the grant funding have been met. And for item
81.
The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approving the request with the understanding that the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board will not commit any of the money beyond the $5 million in limitation increase without first seeking the approval of the 72nd Legislative Assembly.
The Chair recommends the LFO recommendation of on items 78 and 81 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
A very brief question.
It's quite all right.
I'm hungry as well.
Look,
I mean, I just
glacier just passed us, so I mean.
I've got to be consistent here and ask the question and request of number 81. Is there any anticipation that any of those funds would be used to purchase private property?
We do this every time. And Mr. Chair, Senator Messerly, no. There is no expectation that any of these federal funds be spent on any acquisition proposals.
Want to ask it again a different way?
No.
I want to save it up for the November e-board and just
I'm hungry.
Pre-ask the question.
You'll be right on, Mr. Chair.
Mrs. Slow It Down. any objections to moving 79 or 78 and 81 as recommended by LFO to the full committee? Seeing none, so ordered. Anyone want it?
I'll take 78.
I'll take 81.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.